Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, it's Trader Cobb here. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Trader Cobb, COBB, and also go to www.tradercobb.com for your crypto trading and technical analysis needs. Now guys, I wanted to give you something for nothing, as I have been with a lot of the content that I put out there. I'm just providing free content to you guys because I want you to have a better understanding of things. There's a lot of rubbish out there. I'm just trying to provide you with a nice steady stream of good quality information based around solid principles for real outcome-based trading decisions. And that's what I'm all about. All my programs, everything I do is about buyers, sellers, do I go long, do I go short, or do I stay out? And that's effectively what trading's all about. So guys, I want to give to you now a little snippet from within the Crypto Cradle course. It is directly from there. It's a valuable lesson. It's probably the most important thing that you can learn when it comes to price action. I'm going to give you this little snippet here. This is out of the section, one of the chapters within the Cradle course called Mastering Price Action. Enjoy. The most powerful tool that I can teach you is price action, guys. It's pure. It's not subjective. And listen carefully. All indicators are derived from price. Therefore, they lag. All right? All indicators are an indication of where price has been. So price comes first. All indicators comes secondary. That's why I say that the most valuable tool I can teach you is price action. I said it before and I'll say it again and I'll keep on saying it until everybody gets it. If you said to me, Craig, you can have any indicator you like, and you can have as many indicators as you like, but no price. No price in the chart, just as many indicators as you want. Would you take that or would you take just price, no indicators? I would take just price, no indicators, and I could still trade, and I betcha, I could still make money. I could still be profitable, all right? Sure, probably wouldn't be as wildly profitable, but I'm sure that I still could be, okay? So price is my one and only. It is the thing I cannot live without, okay? It really is a thing I cannot live without. And I need you to understand that and understand how to read price to the extent that I do, because you can't do without it either. And it's going to take you some time and it's going to be a bit of work. But you know what? Anything that's worthwhile having, it's worthwhile working for. And guess what? I'm here to help you. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to guide you. So it's cool. Stick with me. I'll stick by you and we'll get there together. What it is, it's just simply buyers and sellers plotted against price. Sorry, buyers and sellers plotted against time. Okay, it's price measured by time. And I'll show you what I mean. I'll go into some more detail on price action because we've got to master this. It's when you understand you're reading on a chart before you add indicators. That's what you've got to get to. You've got to get to a point that the price is the most important thing. Remember, and I'll say it again, I'll say it a million times, I do use indicators. I do. I never use them to put me into a trade or to take me out of a trade, ever. When I'm trading, I use them as icing on the cake. It's not the most important part. As a matter of fact, there is nothing in my trading that is the most important part. It's all equally important and it's a checklist. There's no one thing that's more important. Okay, indicators should be used as that, as an indication of what could happen. To understand the charts and what they're saying, you'll need to become a master of the following. Chart structure, what does that mean? What's a smooth flowing trending chart look like? What's an erratic messy chart look like? We'll toss up that. I'll show you some ugly charts. I'll show you some beautiful charts. We've got to understand candles, the anatomy of a candle. What's the candle actually telling you? And I'm not talking about, oh, it's an inside candle. Oh, it's a low test candle. Oh, it's a twin tower or whatever you want to call it. I'm not talking about the names. The names mean jack. I'm talking about, go deeper. What does it actually mean? Don't gloss over the shiny shit, guys. Get deep. What is it telling you? What is that candle actually saying to you? That's where the magic happens. When you can read what the candle's saying, where it went to, where it opened, where it closed, the high, the low, and you can actually go, okay, I get what you're telling me, Mr. Candle, Mrs. Candle. I get it. That's when you know you've got candles wide and you can start to really use them to your advantage. Trading with the trend. Everything I do is trading with the trend. Never do I trade. Actually, again, 90% of my trading is trading with the trend. Probably more than 90%. All the strategies that you'll see here for now are trend following strategies. Price support and resistance, very important. True support and resistance, that is going to be covered in detail with a big dose of passion. We'll look at moving averages, patterns, and zones. We use the moving averages for what I call the cradle zone. We'll look at that, why we use it, how it is used, and where that zone actually is. And obviously multiple time frames, tying it all together, because I think that a lot of people make mistakes by not combining time frames to give them a brighter picture, a better viewpoint.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.